This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. People in Jefferson County will no longer have to wear a face mask indoors starting Saturday. The county's Board of Health voted in a special meeting yesterday to change its mask requirements. The order was repealed almost a week earlier than originally planned. The new rules apply to students in Jefferson County schools too, but they'll still have to wear face coverings on school buses. State lawmakers gave initial approval for a bill that would greatly increase the number of wildfire investigators. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
A CPR News investigation found that less than half of the large human-started wildfires have a known cause. And there were few state-level resources to help local fire and sheriff's departments investigate. After hearing the report, Democratic State Senator Carrie Donovan introduced a bill that would create regional teams of investigators to help.
So we can start to get a handle on what's causing these wildland fires and then be able to strategize reacting to that information.
The bill would cost the state $3 million a year to build the investigation teams. It passed on a 4-0 vote and moves to appropriations. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Frustrations are swelling around the contract dispute between Altitude Sports and Comcast, which has left many Colorado sports fans unable to watch their local teams. The impasse is now in its third year. House Speaker Alec Garnett has introduced a bill that would force cable companies to negotiate with regional broadcasters once a contract is more than 6 weeks expired.
We're losing a generation of fans. My six-year-old wants to watch the Nuggets, but he can't. And he can't because a bunch of rich guys can't figure out how to compromise.
The bill is awaiting a hearing before the Committee of Business Affairs and Labor. This is CPR News. Snow for Metro Denver this afternoon and into tonight with falling temperatures. This is CPR News at 6:06.